Jr., welcome to Ask the Builder and WGRR. Haven't heard from you in a while, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, Tim. Nice to speak with you.
Good morning.
I'm working on a small greenhouse kit that I purchased off the internet.
Okay.
And I need to cut some sheets of plexiglass, but there's no instructions for doing that
with
the kit. And I don't know what kind of tool I should use.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's not easy. You have to have... I'll tell you what it's like. Well, first of all, it's plastic. And if you've ever talked with anybody who works for a company that makes laminate tops,
uh-huh.
you know, or makes cabinetry made out of laminate, and if you saw the saw blades and the type of saws they have to cut that without chipping it, you'd be amazed. And that's the challenge.
That's what I was worried about.
It's now, here's one thing that I've done in the past. First of all, you have to have a fine-tooth blade, saw blade, if you're going to do this on a... Are you going to do it on a table saw? That's the only way I can think of doing it.
I was going to either do that or use my circular saw.
Well, the circular saw, I think, would be... that's death on a stick. I wouldn't even go there if you can avoid it. The way that I've seen it done on table saws is... first of all, let's just stop here a second. Do you have to do it this weekend?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not really in that big a hurry.
Okay, great. Then this is how simple it is. If you open up the Yellow Pages, and you may have to have a business-to-business one, but you look under the heading plastics.
Okay.
There are at least two or three companies here in the tri-state area. I remember one was up in Blue Ash that I used to buy from that sell plexiglass.
Okay.
I mean, there's tons of... I shouldn't say there's tons of companies, but I'll bet you'll find three, four, or five companies that sell it. And they know exactly how to cut it. And other outfits, these sign companies that make the signs for businesses, they have to deal with that material all the time.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so they know, they deal with it. They cut it all day long. But here's how I've seen them do it. They have a special fine-tooth blade. Like if you go to Sears or even one of the home centers and you look at the saw blade selections, you'll notice that there's ones for rough cutting and there's ones that have special blades.
For cutting paneling.
Yes, exactly.
Like
for cutting paneling. And the way that they set the tooth of the blade and the number of teeth, you know, minimizes splintering. Okay. So for starters, you need that blade. You need that. That's the one. Then what I've seen them do is they actually clamp a piece of plywood to the saw table with the blade all the way in the down position, like a thin piece of plywood.
Okay.
And then they start to they turn the saw on and they start to crank the blade up, and it cuts its way up through that piece of plywood so that there's no gap on either side of the blade, which is very important for this plastic because that plastic needs that support. See what I mean?
I do.
So then you slide. And then the blade only comes up maybe a quarter of an inch. It only sticks up very little above the plywood. Got it?
I got it.
And then what happens, as you start to slide the plexiglass through that, you know, there's hardly any of the blade that actually comes through the top of the plexiglass.
Okay.
The more of the saw blade that sticks up through the material, the greater chance you have of splintering. And the fact that there's no gap between the blade and the plywood, that supports the plastic on the downstroke of the saw cutting action.
It makes good sense.
But that's how I've seen them do it. But I would, I'd call one of these companies.
Yeah, I found the sheets at the home center, but I think I am going to take your advice and just try and get someone to cut it for me then.
Oh, yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, you got to know what you're doing.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I tried it once, and I just shattered a piece. I did everything that could possibly be done wrong, I did wrong.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. I think I'll just go ahead and have someone who knows what they're doing cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not that hard. Ask them if you could watch them. It would really be interesting, you know, if they'd let you watch them so you can see how it's done.
Have you got time for one other quick one?
Very quick, yes.
Okay. I've heard you mention glass block building kits before.
Yeah.
I remember you saying you and your daughter had built a shower, I think it was.
No, we built this greenhouse down in the basement for my wife. And it rules, man. You should see these orchids, how many orchids my wife has blooming. They never used to bloom before.
That sounds great.
And now they're blooming like crazy.
Where do you get something like that? I've looked around and I haven't been able to find anything.
It's really only one company, Owens. I don't want to say Owens Corning. It's Pittsburgh Corning, I guess. Yeah, it's Pittsburgh Corning. You know, they're the only company that really make the true glass block.
Okay.
And if you go onto their website, and you'll actually see this system. It's just these neat plastic spacers horizontal and vertical, and it's like putting together Lego blocks.
And then you use silicone, do you?
Yeah. It's okay. The hardest thing, and it's not that hard, is to get the base level.
Okay.
And I used this Redwood 2x4, and I got it perfectly level, and then you just start, you actually put one of the spacers down first, and you just squirt some silicone down, and you just start stacking them and squirting silicone, and as fast as you can squirt silicone, this thing goes together.
And you just order that over the internet?
There's companies here in town that you can buy the whole kit from. Any of the glass block companies that sell glass block, I mean real glass block, have got it.
Okay. Thanks very much.
You're going to love it, man.
I'm going to check it out.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, bye.